not standing here judging. I'm not casting stones, 'cause I've already been down the same road. But I promise there's a place where love makes all things new, and it's out there waiting, waiting for you.
Insurance with Meet Me at the Cross. Our featured artist today is the Tribute Quartet. Their new Quartet Tribute Volume 3 is out. Gerald Wolf has been involved in all three volumes.
You know, we have the privilege. Gerald, he's our friend first and our producer second. And I tell folks that's all the time. And he is as excited. He gets so excited every time when we get ready to record this project. Matter of fact, all year round, he's texting us saying, "Hey guys, I found another song. Oh, what about this song?" You know, so he is excited about this project as much as we are.
That's Gary Casto. In most cases, the guys were big fans of the original recording artist.
Growing up, my family was real close to the Hensons, and they used to come crash our house when they were in the area. And so I grew up a huge Henson fan. And when they talked about doing "He Pilots My Ship," I'm like, okay, once again, you know, you don't touch a Kenny Henson song. When Kenny has done it, you just don't do it. It won't get better, you know? And it was amazing. It's a Josh feature. And I sat in the control room with my mouth open going, "Oh my Lord, I just sat through that song and never thought of Kenny." That's the only cut I ever knew of that song. And Josh gave it a treatment that completely made it his own.
That's Gus Gacious, and here is the Tribute Quartet with "He Pilots My Ship."
The soul of man is like a ship that sails on the sea of time. The storms have come and the winds have blown and rocked this ship of mine. But the reason my ship has never sank, and today it's still afloat, my compass is His precious word, and Jesus pilots my boat. I won't sail the stormy seas no more, lest Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from shore, I can't hear what He has to say. For I belong to My soul pulled into safety's port. My stern was torn apart. The bow of my vessel was badly crushed. Sin's waters flooded my heart. I had drifted so long on life's angry waves with my cargo of fear and despair. Then I called on his name and he lifted the blame. Now he pilots my ship everywhere. Oh, I won't sail the stormy seas no more, lest Jesus leads the rain. I won't ever drift so far from shore, I can't hear what he has to say. For I belong to a fleet that's sailing today on a glorious one-way trip. We'll land safely on shore to sail no more, for Jesus pilots my ship. Seas no more, lest Jesus leads the way. I won't ever drift so far from shore, I can't hear what he has to say. For I belong to a fleet that's sailing today on a glorious one-way trip. Pilots my ship.
Pilots my ship. He pilots my ship, the Tribute Quartet. Bass singer Ian Owens is spotlighted on another quartet classic.
When I joined the group 3 years ago and we were shopping songs around, I told Gary then, I said, there's a song that if we ever get the opportunity, I want to sing this song. I want to get closer to my God. And I showed them the original arrangement. I believe it was The Rebels with London Paris. And just so much fun.
That's Ian Owens, and here's the Tribute Quartet with I Want to Get Closer.
Now when the Lord shall call me from his throne in the sky, on that final day, I wanna be found ready. It's my daily drive. It's the reason why I say I wanna get closer to my God. I wanna get closer to my God. I wanna get closer to my God each day. To my God each day. I wanna be near to the heart of God.
I wanna get closer to my God each day.
Now there's a great day a-coming, it won't be long till that trumpet sounds. I know the Lord will call me since I trust his name. And on my feet I'm gonna rise from the ground. I wanna get
closer to my God.
I wanna get
closer to my God.
I wanna get
closer to my God.
To my God
each day.
I wanna be near to the heart of God.
I wanna get closer to my God each day.
I wanna get
closer to my God.
I wanna get
closer to my God.
I wanna get near to the heart of God.
To my God each day.
I want to get closer, the Tribute Quartet from their project Quartet Tribute Volume 3.
Hey, this is Josh Singletary, and stay right here. Coming up is some new music from my brand new project, Grand.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. A special day which benefits the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. There will be a food stand open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Vitesnik Power Sports, the A.J. McGuire family, George and Diane Nautical, and the Avoca and Rural Fire Department. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th at the annual fishery in Avoca. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Again, going on today, the Boaz Lions Club Pancake Breakfast being held from 9 until noon at the Boaz Community Center. It's got a nice menu, including pancakes, sausage, applesauce, and your choice of juice, milk, or coffee. Great way to start off your Sunday. Cost $10 for adults, $6 for children ages 5 to 10, and children under 5 eat free. And all proceeds will go toward the Boaz Lions Club Scholarship Program. Also, as we get ready to begin a new week, the Red Cross Blood Drive will be held Monday from 10 to 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. To make an appointment, you can go on the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Good Shepherd Church in Viroqua will offer a free community meal on Monday from 5 to 6:30. All are welcome. Speaking of church, St. Mary's Church has announced that the religious education class and the parish youth group are canceled today. Church service will go on as scheduled. It's 5 degrees below zero.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. We're so thrilled to bring you some of the cuts from the new piano project by Josh Singletary. It releases on Friday, January 26th. Josh talks about the album and how he settled on the title for the project.
I got to be honest with you. There was another title there, and I just didn't like it. It was three or four words, and it just was too much. I looked at my wife, Callie, and I said, I wish I could come up with one word for this thing. Every song is huge. Everything is massive. Gerald Wolf texted me after he heard the mix. He said, well, I listened to it while driving home from Texas the other day, and one thing's for sure, you won't fall asleep. Because it's huge. David T. Clydesdale, orchestrations. His orchestrations are his personality. He is a very big personality, and he orchestrates that way, and it's fantastic, and it's brilliant, and it's genius. So I told Kelly, I said, I don't know. I didn't want to have a title that sounded egotistical. I didn't want to, you know, I just wanted it to encapsulate what it was. So I texted Gerald Wolf. I said, hey, here's my dilemma. What do you think? He goes, let me think about it. Grand. And I went, grand. That's it. I owe you a steak. Or two or three. Thank you. Love you. Grand it is.
I asked Josh if there are any standouts on the project.
One that everyone is really gravitating to, at least in concert, I'm performing my tribute, Andre Crouch's My Tribute, which is actually medleyed with How Great Is Our God, Chris Tomlin's How Great Is Our God. How great is our God. And that one is really touching people.
That's Josh Singletary, and here he is from the project Grand, My Tribute. That is Josh Singletary. I asked Josh with his busy tribute quartet schedule when he's able to perform any of these songs.
Yeah, tribute concerts is difficult because they came to see tribute, you know, to play many. I end up getting probably two in there. Generally, if they need an offertory, I'll play one of them from that. If we take an intermission, the what I call the sit down, shut up music, I'll come out and play one of those to lead into the second half of the concert. But my tribute is pretty much always played every night, nightly.
I asked Josh if there's a song on the project that people kept hitting play on.
The one they're talking a lot about is The Prayer, as in Celine Dion's The Prayer, which is a beautiful song and a beautiful prayer. And I absolutely love playing that song as well. So, to answer your question, which one are people going to hit play over and over? I don't know. I think it's going to depend on what mood they're in.
That's Josh Singletary. Here he is with The Prayer.
Thank you.
The Prayer, that's Josh Singletary. His album is called Grand, and it's available on all digital platforms on January 26th. More with the Tribute Quartet is coming up.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
It's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock as we're making our way toward the 8 o'clock hour here, listening to the Gospel Greats on WRCO. 8 o'clock, though, we will have our morning news, and then later on today, we'll have Old Country finishing out the evening from 6 to the midnight hour. I'll be playing those country classics for you from way back when. And, well, for sports yesterday, at least Wisconsin sports, there was a little good and a little bad. The good news, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated Detroit 141-135, but the bad news, Green Bay's playoff run finally came to an end, but it was at least a closer game, San Francisco defeating Green Bay 24-21. It is, again, a chilly start to the day. Wind chill advisory in effect until 9 this morning, so bundle up if you're heading out.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Coming up in a moment, we'll finish up with the Tribute Quartet. Adam Crabb says he's working on gathering material for a new recording.
We're going to start writing this month for a new record, a new Adam Crabb record. Excited about the new album. Hopefully we'll get started on, you know, in a few months or so. I'm probably middle of the year.
That's Adam Crabb, and here he is from his project Clean, Where We Belong.
Bring your burdens, bring your pain. We will gather, we will pray. Sin, bring your shame, we will hold you, preach on grace. This is where we
That's Adam Crabb. The Tribute Quartet has been our focus this week. Ian Owens of the group shares a little about his family legacy.
You know, my exposure to Southern gospel music, I guess probably as so many people's were, was through my family. And when I was growing up, I remember on the weekends, every weekend, even when I was a very small child, we were out somewhere. My grandparents had a quartet where my mama played piano, my papa sang bass. One song my grandparents always did was Do You Know My Jesus? And my mama didn't sing in the quartet normally. It was four gentlemen who were deacons in the church where I went, McDowell Road Baptist Church in Jackson, Mississippi. And all four gentlemen were deacons, so they were called the Deacon Quartet. Yeah, which is pretty cool. But my mama didn't typically sing, but one time a night, she'd come around from the piano, and she and my papa together would sing Do You Know My Jesus? That song in particular, for me on this album, has become really nostalgic and special to me.
That's Ian Owens, and here is the Tribute Quartet with Do You Know My Jesus?
Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's
Jesus, the Tribute Quartet. We've been enjoying music from their new project, Quartet Tribute Volume 3. Gary Castro of the group says that one of the songs on the project is one of his top three all-time favorites.
I first heard it sung many, many years ago by J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. And there was a time in my career that I got to fill in with the Stamps, and we sang together, the quartet that I was with, and we sang with the Stamps quite often. And sometimes I would be able to have the opportunity to fill in on the tenor part at that time when I sang tenor. And I fell in love with that song. And then years later, Ginger Pritchard with the Lesters did did an arrangement of this song and brought it to the folks once again. And that is really when it grabbed my heartstrings.
That's Gary Casto, and here is the Tribute Quartet with I Just Steal Away and Pray.
Every time I do a deed I should not do, and every time I say a word I should not say, let me tell you what I do, and it brings a blessing too. I just
Steal Away and Pray, the Tribute Quartet from their Quartet Tribute Volume 3 project. Coming up in a moment, a listener request. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
The Hillsboro Lions Club invites you out to bingo this afternoon at the Hillsboro Community Center. Lunch will be available starting at 11:30, and bingo will begin at 1 sharp. Both regular and progressive bingo will be played. Progressive white bingo sheets will be sold during the first and second sessions only. Come enjoy a great day with your friends from the Hillsboro Lions Club at the Hillsboro Community Center. Again, this afternoon starting at 1 sharp.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. A listener request is coming up. The Sound is originally from Michigan, and they were pretty pumped up about Michigan winning the National College Football Championship.
We are happy about it. We were watching the game yesterday.
Excited?
Let me hear some Go Blues in the comments down there. Come on. We love it. But no, we're having fun. We're here in Nashville. We're at home tonight. Dad is in Michigan, so it's just Jake and I. But yeah, national champions, guys. How about that? It was a good game.
That's Levi and Jacob, and here's the Sound with their newest called Peace Is.
So many questions seem to go unanswered. So many doubts are racing through my mind. But even when I wrestle all these restless thoughts, I know you're near. And even when I wonder where you're leading me, you have shown your love time and time again. Though this battle that I'm fighting is already won, I still fight the fear. But I hear you softly whisper, it's okay. Peace is having for
the sound with Peace Is.
Hey, this is Trey Ladner. I'm from Sebastopol, Mississippi. I'm listening to the Gospel Greats on 97.1 OKK out of Meridian, Mississippi. And I would like to request "It Means Something to Me" by Tate Emmons. Thank y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Trey, for your request. We debuted this song a few weeks ago. 13-year-old Tate Emmons with "Means Something to Me."
I can still hear that old choir singing. Oh, how sweet the blessing sound. It gives me peace like a river, for the promised land I'm bound. And I'm singing, oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, it means something to me.
Something to Me. That's Tate Emmons. And that'll wrap things up on the program today. I hope you enjoyed our visit with the Tribute Quartet. You can find out more about this quartet by visiting tributequartet.com. All of the music heard on the program is available at singingnewstore.com. Again, that's singingnewstore.com. If you'd like to make a request to be heard on a future program, please give us a call at 1-800-452-1473. Coming up next week, it's our countdown of the top 20 songs for February. Don't miss it. Thanks for listening today. I'm Rodney Balcom. Remember, the gospel is the good news. Let's all strive to know him and to make him known. And we'll look for you again next week right here, Lord willing, with more of the Gospel Greats.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invites you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
100.9. Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in raw.
He loves me so.